We are busily implementing. We've already completed two of the studies on time, on budget, as required, submitted those to Congress, actually last month in January. We've implemented all provisions of the legislation on time so far. A few provisions were implemented immediately. There were some that I think were implemented something like 15 or 30 days later. There were a few that were implemented after 60 days. We've gotten all of those done. And just yesterday, in fact, we put out the largest part of the package, which is a 3,000-page juggernaut of rules to implement these big new post-grant processes that enable the public or patentees to come back into the agency after we've granted patents and have us take a second look at them. So we put all of that out just yesterday, including, for the first time ever in the history of the PTO, a recommended new set of fees that we would be charging. We now have the ability to set our own fees, and we put that out. Also, again, fresh off the press, yesterday pre-published on our website, and it goes into the Federal Register. Part of it published in the Federal Register this morning. The rest will publish tomorrow.
All right, so very, very busy. Let me back up for a sec. Some of those studies you said were completed and sent to Congress. Are you able to give us a little bit of a heads up on what those were about?
Yeah, sure. One of them was on foreign patenting, especially by small entities. And we were asked by Congress to study the issues and affordability and challenges for American small businesses in seeking patent protection overseas, the difficulties, the costs, the differences in laws, things like that. So we submitted we held hearings, we took in comments from the public, we did some studying of our own, and we submitted a report to Congress, essentially concluding that it's clear we need to do a better job educating the American innovation community, so we're obviously going to be working on that. It's clear that we need to try and work with our overseas trading partners to try and get them to adopt more progressive fee schedules like ours, which gives a 50% discount to small businesses, and now under AIA gives a 75% discount to what's called micro entities, individuals and very, very small enterprises. And the U.S. is the only system in the world that gives those kind and those kinds of discounts and such comprehensive ones. So we've got to do some work on that with our overseas trading partners. And we also recommend to Congress that we really are going to need to do more studying because the 4 months we had to do this work was actually very, very quick. So that's the first of the two studies that we submitted. The second one covered an area in the patent law known as prior user rights, which is a manufacturing-friendly provision that puts American manufacturers on a level playing field with their overseas competitors. And this provision, prior user rights, was dramatically improved in the AIA. Congress asked us to study it to see if it had gone far enough, if it had gone too far, what did we think, is it going to work? And our conclusion was Congress did a really good job on that provision, that it is clearly pro-manufacturing. It clearly helps to put American businesses on a level playing field with their overseas competitors. And while we could see some technical issues that could potentially be handled and some improvements coming in the future that should be considered down the road, our recommendation to Congress was, look, you've done a good job here. Let's go forward with the legislation as it is. Let the whole U.S. innovation community implement it, and then let's do some test and measure after a few years.
So when you take as a whole the rules that you've implemented so far, you know, and the ones you're working on, what are maybe the top 2, 3, 4 ways in which processing patents is going to be a better process from now on at USPTO?
Well, thanks. That's a great question. Clearly, one of the rules we've already implemented is already having a really great positive impact. It's called Track 1. It was implemented, I think it was in the 15 days or 10 days. So right after the legislation went into effect, we implemented Track 1. And it allows, for the very first time in our history, for patent applicants to obtain patent protection in less than a year from filing to closure of the process, your patent, you're ready to go in less than a year. This is faster than any other office on the planet, provides patent protection. It is about three times faster than the process normally takes in the USPTO. So it's clearly a big improvement. We've already had over 2,000 requests to enter that Track 1 initiative. We have already issued patents under that initiative. That is incredible. 3 months, we're talking 3-4 months after the legislation is in effect, and we've already completed the examination and issued patents under that program. We've put out now nearly 1,000 office actions under the program, too. That's the first step in issuing a patent. So clearly, big success. Fast start. The U.S. innovation community has picked up on Track 1 immediately, and I think it's fair to say the USPTO is all over it in terms of getting back to our applicants. So that's one provision that's clearly having a big impact. It's a perfect example of government working. Congress doing its job, putting out good legislation, the administrative branch implementing it immediately, and the public just picking up on it and running with it. So clearly good. And once those folks get their patents, they're putting Americans to work. They're out putting new products in the marketplace. They're creating jobs, manufacturing jobs, research and development jobs, and getting Americans back on the productive payroll. So all goodness there. The other one that I'll mention that is a really big set of changes that are in these huge rule packages that I mentioned before, the 3,000 pages of rule setting, are for the first time having a really well-integrated system in the U.S. of procedures that enable both patentees and businesses, particularly manufacturers in the U.S., to bring patents that we've issued back into the agency in cases where we might have made a mistake and let us take a second look at them and quickly, now within a year, quickly and efficiently decide whether we need to adjust the patents at all and strengthen them and get them out there. So this new set of what's called post-grant challenge procedures, they're very well integrated, they're very comprehensive, and we're now moving into the, as I mentioned, the notice of proposed rulemaking process. We're implementing those this coming fall after we go through the remainder of the process, and I just can't wait because they're going to have a really positive impact for our country.